Okay, Gail, do you want to do a roll call, see if we got everybody that has?
Yes. Dr. Sadler?
Here.
Dr. Popio? Dr. Popio? Ms. Tibbetts?
Here.
Ms. Gallen?
Here.
Dr. Campbell?
Here.
Dr. Spatt?
Here.
Dr. Rubin is recused. Ms. Asta, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's 3:22, we're back in session, and a couple discussions. We did discuss the consent agreement. I'd like to make a motion to that consent agreement that we do continuance of this, and then have Ms. Anthony and Ms. Asta draft the consent agreement, and that would be reviewed at our September meeting. And then maybe Ms. Anthony could go through the consent agreement so that we can have all the language we need to review in September.
Okay. So the consent agreement would be 1 year probation. You're looking at every 2 months reports from the providers, psychiatrist, and the counselor. You would like a 6 month follow up in person in front of the board. And you would like random monthly ETO urine testing, and compliance with the prescriptions, primarily the ones from Dr. Leon. And we need a follow-up with the board regarding the Sedona PD action, if anything happens with that.
Before there's anything else you want to add to this consent agreement, we can always revisit it in September.
Is there anything else
we, Dr. Campbell or Dr.
Popio,
or Dr. Spatt, or public members that we discuss that we need to add to this?
This is Dr. Popio, not for me. I think
that's
comprehensive.
Okay. All right. Yes.
This is Sarah Asta. Would you want the consent agreement to reflect the investigative report with the in there and any potential violations by this?
Yes, please.
So we're looking at violations of 3215.01.31E, R, D, and P. You want all of those in there? So, Dr. Sadler, that was a motion? Did we have a second? Okay. Roll call, please. Dr. Sadler? Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin is recused. Motion carries.
I'm sure that your attorney general will take care of this, but who
Dr. Bailey cannot sign a consent agreement admitting to violating any of these statutes. She has not been convicted in a criminal case. She's not even been charged. She was dealing with an ineffective ticket. But she can't sign a consent saying that she drove intoxicated or that she assaulted a policeman or that she escaped or until we have to be careful about the verbs that we use. The stipulation can say that she was charged, but it cannot say that she admitted to those.
And I think that we're aware of that. Dr. Fathick, members of the board, this is case number 20-145. On April 13th, 2020, the State of Arizona Naturopathic Physicians and Medical Board received notice from the Arizona Department of Health Services outlining an apparent discrepancy between the number of medical marijuana certifications issued by respondent between 7-1 of 2019 through December 31st, 2019, and the number of CSPMP database queries respondent performed during that time frame. According to the notice, respondent certified 28 patients for medical marijuana during that time frame and queried the database only 16 times. On April 14th, 2020, respondent was notified of the complaint and asked to respond to the information provided by DHS. In a response to the board dated April 21st, 2020, respondent offers her explanation and corrective action taken to address this matter. Respondent stated during July 1st and December 31st of 2019, she had frequent staff turnover, which resulted in training deficiencies for processing medical marijuana certifications. Respondent submitted her outlined corrective steps for processing medical marijuana certifications. On April 24th, 2020, a subpoena was issued to respondent for the names and dates of birth for all patients she certified for medical marijuana during the above mentioned timeframe. The information was received and 6 patient charts were subpoenaed for review. In review of the records, it appears respondent is inconsistent with performing appropriate physical examinations. In many instances, even vitals are not performed. When certifying a patient for medical marijuana, the physician attests to performing an appropriate physical exam. The certifying physician attests to review of the patient's prior medical records. That's number 4 of the certification. When prior medical records are not available, reflecting a diagnosis for which the patient is certified, the physician who certified the patient is also the one who actually makes the diagnosis. Appropriate physical examination, labs, and diagnostics are oftentimes required to make an appropriate diagnosis. Additionally, under number 4, the certifying physician attests to review of the patient's response to conventional medications and medical therapies. Respondent does not consistently chart medications or therapies tried and results prior to issuance of the certification. It does appear that respondent was consistent with providing CSPMP copies in the medical charts prior to 2019. Respondent explained that during that time she did have an exceptional turnover in staff. Respondent failed to complete the appropriate requirements for certifying a patient for medical marijuana. According to her response, respondent accepted full responsibility for the discrepancy between the CSPMP queries and the certifications. On 12/3 of 2019, respondent certified FR for medical marijuana, however, failed to run the CSPMP report at that time. On 12/11/19, respondent certified SR for medical marijuana, however, failed to run the CSPMP report at that time. Respondent may have certified patients for medical marijuana without performing an appropriate physical exam and without having prior medical records to support the diagnosis for which she certified. Patient AA, certified for severe and chronic pain, IBS. Patient SR, certified for severe and chronic pain, left foot and ankle due to degenerative arthrosis. Patient TB, certified for severe and chronic pain, left knee pain following extensive reconstruction surgery. Respondent may have failed to keep adequate medical records on patient SR. The following are violations and supported by statutes of ARS 3215.01, S, and YY.
I mean, as far as my job, my response is as it relates to the answer that I already gave in terms of accepting responsibility and my answer and corrective action on the issue as far as running PMPs. Yes, I did accept responsibility for that, and we have put into place corrective action with and complete training within my staff. And I feel that that has discrepancy in procedure has been completely eliminated. However, it really has brought to my attention the fact that I have, had some carelessness in terms of trying and in terms of staying up to date with exactly what was reading in terms of filling vitals and that kind of situation. Additionally, I guess as I'm looking at my own procedure, I have now brought on additional staff that is stable, and spending, literally making sure that at the end of the day, all of my charts have been completely up to date and that things have not been omitted. And I really have no other explanation other than that I have not been consistent in a period of time relative to, just the complications of trying to maintain staffing and training while also continuing to practice. And I there is no other excuse other than that these are discrepancies that I accept full responsibility for.
Let me go to the board members. Ms. Smith, what's your thoughts?
information.
Dr. Rubin, your thoughts?
Yeah. You know, these chart notes are, they're horrendous. And
thank you, Dr. Rubin. Yes.
No problem. I just want to make sure. Okay, so, Dr. Rubin, I wasn't sure if I heard what you said. You said you said it's both flexibility about the certification, but did you comment on the quality of the terms that we said were submitted?
No, I did not, but I do completely agree with your assessment of the notes that we're reviewing here.
So the note is that there are no states where you look at it, these are not submittable, or nobody can even care. This is why they both as well as the attestation of quality and the
So I'm sorry to interrupt. Excuse me. Hello? Can you hear me? This is Gail, and we've had a little bit of an electric outage here in the building, which means none of this is working. So if you wouldn't mind I apologize. Dr. Sada, can we take a 5-minute break so I can find out what's actually happening? Okay. Thank you. Dr. Sada? Hey, no, everything's out, and they're not sure why people are stuck in the elevator, and it's not pretty. I don't know. Let me try. So my nobody can call in because the line's not working and I can't record. Yeah, exactly. That's my thought. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I apologize. I don't know what's happening. This is unfortunate. They have no idea, so I don't know how long it could be if we. It is not. I don't see that many people in the building. I think they're trying to get people out of the elevator, actually, so this is not good for them. Dr. Sadlick, are you there? Dr. Sadlick? Oh, I'm sorry, you were gone. Okay, so the power's off, the air's off, the electric's off. They don't know what's happening, so I think we're going to have to call the meeting. Okay. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I'll be sending out for the remainder of the things on the board review. I'll be sending out notices. At least I'm not stuck in the elevator. Come on now. All right. Thank you all. Bye.